An American man who spent nearly three decades on death row was set free on Tuesday after being exonerated on new evidence. Laura Yerachi reports.
Glenn Ford walked out of a Louisiana state penitentiary late Tuesday, 29 years after being convicted of armed robbery and first-degree murder and sentenced to death. A judge exonerated Ford of all charges and ordered him released based on new evidence that came to light last year. Ford, now 64, told reporters it feels good to be released, but he bears resentment for his imprisonment, which kept him from raising his family.
I can't go back and do anything that I should have been doing when I was like 35, 38, 40, stuff like that. My sons, when I left, was babies. Now they're grown men with babies.
A jury had convicted Ford for the 1983 murder of Isidore Rosman. The 56-year-old watchmaker, for whom Ford had done occasional yard work, was found shot to death in his jewelry shop. Ford always maintained his innocence and had filed several appeals, most of which were denied. But in 2000, the Louisiana Supreme Court ordered a hearing based on Ford's claim that the prosecution had suppressed favorable evidence related to two suspects initially implicated in the crime. Last Thursday, prosecutors filed a motion stating that credible evidence emerged supporting a finding that Ford was neither present at nor a participant in the robbery and murder of Isidore Rosman. Court records show that an unidentified informant told prosecutors that Jake Robinson, one of the original suspects, had admitted to shooting and killing the victim. I'm Laura Yerachi.